We're looking at Proverbs this morning, and I'm just working around it. Because as you know, I tend to wait and hear, and then I come with what I've been told. And sometimes it doesn't seem right, but at the end of the day, he's in charge. We're talking about wisdom, and we've heard the benefits of wisdom earlier from the reading in Proverbs. And it also tells you why you should walk and commune with God. So walk with God, commune with God. And the question is why? Why is it very important? Because why is a very important word. Unless you understand why, it is difficult for you to follow instructions because you don't know why. And you've been made as a thinking, reasoning human being. When you ask why, somebody tells you something. They give you an explanation. How many of you know that that is so important to children? Someone was speaking to me last week, and he said, I used to love Ari at school, and I was asking so many questions. And one day the teacher said, sit down, shut up, and don't ask questions about the Bible. And how dare you question the Bible? And that was the last. She dampened the child's interest, and he's now a grandfather. And praise the Lord, I've been able to encourage him to awaken his zeal for the Lord, because he went right off church and right off studying his word. But praise God, when he plants seeds, those seeds remain somewhere inside. And it just takes someone like myself or you even to water it. And before you know it, the Holy Spirit begins to make it to germinate. So we are praying for this guy. And we ask the Lord to do his work in his life in the name of Jesus. Well, many years ago, an older nurse, I was 20 at the time and I was a student nurse. This older nurse was leaving and she gave me a Bible. I didn't know her very well. For some reason, she felt she had to give me a little Bible, which my son has taken when he was leaving home. Praise God. But inside the fly leaf, there was Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 5 to 6. And you heard it read this morning. From my Bible, it reads something slightly different. It just reads, but it's still the same. It tells me to trust in the Lord with all my heart. He says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lead not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Well, when you're 20 and you're reading all kinds of philosophies, and you're listening to all sorts of reasonings as to why God doesn't exist or why you can go directly to God and all of these things. Sometimes the things that the parents implant within you tend to sort of take a backseat or it goes on the shelf. So I closed my Bible. I read it. I closed the Bible. I tended to open it when I needed to pray, needed to ask something. But it took several years for me to begin to understand the significance of that message that she gave to me. That was a very wise nurse, and I thought she was very old, because I was 20 and she was 31 and she was going to get married, and I thought she was old. And the Bible was for old people, so when I get there, I will read it. So can you see how wrong we are about things? Can you see what our perception does to us? So several years later, I had to prepare something for teaching, because by that time I had come back to know the Lord and to read my word. And I was preparing something, a piece of scripture for teaching. And God revealed to me the why of things and the how of things. At the heart of God, he has us. I began to understand that. It was then that I learned my purpose. It was then that I learned to first begin to love God. If I don't love him, how can I communicate with him? Why should I communicate with him? Are you asking me why this morning? Please ask me why. Praise God. Not just when you need something, but when you put it in the bank, it's always there. Your prayer is never wasted. And last week, I met a group of people. I stepped in to say hello to them, and I was talking about the fact that we are going to be doing some prayers once a week, and I said, is anyone interested in prayer? And with a resounding no, at about 18 of them said, together, no. I was stunned. So then one looked at my face and thought, she's stunned, and said, well, we go to church when we need something, and we call to pray when we need to. And then I left them with the debate about that after, because I did not press forward. But the seed is planted. Praise the Lord. God will water it, amen, by his Holy Spirit. So it was then that I began to understand why I should stay in communion with God. Very important to know why you should stay in communion with God. And I know you already know all there is to know about wisdom. But I just want you to bear with me this morning. Just try and stay alert with me this morning. Just so that you can be reminded about all the things to do with wisdom that Agatha is going to say. That I pray that the Lord will speak through the mouth, my mouth, so that you can hear it, because we prayed, open our eyes that we might hear him, didn't we? Praise God. God has given us wisdom to unlock our understanding of his will and his purpose for our lives. Does that make sense? Can't hear you. I'm not seeing nodding. I can only hear this morning. You should know me by now. You have me in front of you pretty often. I feel that when we're in the presence of the Lord, there should be liberty. I feel that we are not doing something that is wrong. We're reverencing him by acknowledging him, by being in his presence and saying, yes, Lord, we know you're our Father, not an ogre, but our Father. Yes? Praise God. As I was doing that study, my eyes took me to Genesis chapter 1 and verses 1 and 2. And there in the very beginning of the Bible, I saw the words, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, didn't I know that before? Yes. So why was I spending time meditating on that? God had a reason for it. Somebody say now, in the beginning, God created. Didn't hear you. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God created. He created everything. I thought, what an exciting opening. What an exciting opening. This is a grand opening line for a drama. We need to write something. But this was the drama of creation that was about to unfold. And the more I thought of it, and the more I talked it with my lips, the more the words, in the beginning, God, began to have meaning for me, from the same little Bible that this lady had given to me. In the beginning, God sparked my imagination, aroused my expectations. It boosted my hopes, hallelujah. And it opened my vision for me to see what the Lord was saying to me. Sometimes you need a kick, something to make you to move, yes? To boost the engine, yes? To boot up the computer, hallelujah. That was the something that exciting that was happening, but not in the book. It was happening in me, in my mind, in my thinking. It was opening me up to something deeper. I want you to imagine with me that you have masses and masses of information, but that all of this information can only cloud your judgment. When you see that you have so much information, put it down. Now ask the Lord, what does he want you to see inside of that information? And then pay attention to it, because that's the crucial thing he wants you to deal with or do something about. Yes? I want you to imagine 5 days of creation. 5 days God is creating. He is creating. He is commanding. Holy Spirit is acting. And as soon as he acted, something important happened. Something new happened. Something precious happened. An empty, formless ball, dark. And anyone would think that it was beyond But the Lord began to transform it. He transformed it. He transformed it into a beautiful, orderly earth. Praise God. And on the sixth day, something extraordinary happened. Why, Agatha? What, Agatha? I noticed that on the sixth day, all of creation that God spoke was done by his voice. But once God had decided to make me, somebody say me, and that's you. Once he had decided to make me, a human being, in other words, he stopped talking. Did you notice that? Have you ever sat and meditated on that? It's crucial. God stopped talking from the moment he decided. He said, let us make. So he decided, and then he made man. But by himself, God began to transform his thoughts into motion. He began to patiently shape, lovingly mold. He was making man, praise God. He was personally communicating with the dough in his hands, the bit of earth in his hands. He worked at it and looked at his handiwork until it resembled himself. Praise God. God's own image and likeness. Well, here's me sitting there. It is as if I'm observing for the first time. Then I noticed that God breathed. Why did God breathe? He breathed into man his own breath. No other breath. He'd made all the animals. He didn't talk about breathing into them. But he breathed his own breath into you. The God, imagine that. The God of the universe breathing his own breath into you. A human being. A bit of clay. God imparted with that breath soul and spirit, praise the Lord. His own breath. Are you thinking about that? I asked myself, why? And the answer was, because we need to communicate with him spirit to spirit. Somebody say spirit to spirit. Spirit to spirit. Praise the Lord. Lord, wake me up. Praise God. Spirit to spirit. When God was satisfied, he stood back. He reflected. Praise God. He exclaimed, very good. Ha! That was me. Very good. When he made the animals, it was good. But when he made man, it was very good. Very good. And it was at that time I began to become really aware. I began to understand God's unfathomable power, his creative power. I began to understand. I saw the wisdom that it took. And you read it in Proverbs 19. The wisdom that it took, the knowledge that it took, the understanding that he had to be able to create in that sort of way. Praise God. Proverbs 3, 19 to 20. You would read it for yourself in your time. And that was, at that time, realization was coming to me. Purpose, that's my purpose. What's my purpose in life? It became apparent what my purpose would be. God wanted me to be his very best friend. God wants you to be his very best friend. Very best friend. You need to take it seriously. Praise God. It doesn't matter about whether you're 12 or 112. Praise God. Because some people turn to the Lord when they're 90, 100. Praise God. So there's time. While we're alive, there is time and hope. Praise the Lord. Amen. It made sense to me. So I thank God for this friend of mine. Her name was Doreen. Any Doreens here? No? I'm not sure what has happened to Doreen. It is many, many, many years, and we are all elderly now. Well, of a certain age. She gave me the very best piece of advice, and she gave me the book of wisdom that I could read it in my own time. And I thank God for the time that he's left me on earth to give me time to be able to see and to hear and to understand him a little bit more. What if he had taken me before? What if he had taken me home in my 20s? before I started to understand this, where would I have been? I want you to know that God created you also perfect, perfect. You were very good. You were perfection itself. He created you unique. We might be different colors, but we're still one race, the human race. One head, one body, and two legs, and so on and so on. Human race, praise God. That's why each of us, we're all brothers and sisters, amen? Yeah, we belong to the same race, the human race, amen? And he gave you a soul. So the soul was complete in itself with mind, emotion, and will. It is the will, the naughty will, that gets us into trouble. God imparted to you. He didn't just breathe. In breathing, he imparted. Like you smell the breath of a baby. Yes? And you'll know that baby is well or not well. Yeah? But if the baby is not breathing properly, you would want to breathe into its mouth. Yes? Into its nostril. Praise God. He imparted. So he imparted into us the gift of wisdom. Hallelujah. It made me to realize the God that I serve. And all that he asked in advance, all that he asked of us is that we love him. All that he's asking is that we love him. And he's still asking that. He hasn't changed, praise God. Love God. He says, love me as much as you love yourself. Love me even more than that, because I love you more than that. Praise the Lord. If you love someone, what would you want to do? Wouldn't you want to sit beside that person? Wouldn't you want to be with that person all the time? Wouldn't you want to know about that person? Wouldn't you want to know when they're hurt and when they're happy? Wouldn't you want to know their likes and dislikes? Wouldn't you want to know? You want to share with them. You want them the best for them. So you will want to give them the best that you have. Is that not so, somebody? Praise the Lord, I heard a yes. Hallelujah. I know you're not used to that, but you can open up when I'm here. Praise the Lord. What exactly is wisdom then? What is this wisdom? A.W. Tozer, and you know of him, so you would have read his book, The Pursuit of Wisdom, and I pinched that one little piece out of it that says, wisdom is the gift that helps you to understand. It's not just a gift. It has a purpose. It helps you to understand God's will and purpose for your life. It helps you to understand. And on that day when I was reading Genesis chapter 1, I began to understand God's will and purpose for man. Praise the Lord. You cannot understand, then that's a difficulty. You will not know what to do and how to do it until you can understand. So you need to be taught or shown or demonstrated to. But God gave us something that you cannot see and you cannot touch. It is called wisdom. Praise God. And that wisdom is our teacher to help us to unlock the things that God wants us to do so that, or to know, so that we can be in communion, continuous communion with him. Does that make sense? Wisdom helps you to experience also. I was experiencing at the time. I was in my own little world, in my own little joy, my own little cocoon, enjoying myself. I'm learning something that nobody else in the world knows, I was telling myself. When you're young, you do that, don't you? Well, when you're younger, I should say, because we're all young here. Praise the Lord. So it helps us to know God, experience God, person to person, one to one. Praise the Lord. And it took me far too long to understand that. And I had to repent to the Lord because I just didn't pay attention enough. I went to church every Sunday, reading the book all the time, but really didn't fully understand, studying it and teaching it, and still didn't understand the depth and the breadth that this God of mine has, and the love that he has in it that is unfathomable. Praise the Lord. Proverb tells you it is our greatest treasure because it links us heart to heart with God. It links you heart to heart with God. Not even another human can you do that with. God is the source then of all wisdom. So straight away it showed me, the word showed me, that God was the source, not just the source of wisdom, but the source of everything. And he wants me to be drawing from that source of wisdom. That is what I told myself, and that the decision was mine. It was his will, but the decision was mine. I had to make the choice to draw from the root, from the cistern of wisdom. And the answer to that in my head was, well, yes, of course, because I'm not a robot. He didn't make you a robot, Agatha, nor did he make you a slave. You're a living, breathing, thinking, reasoning human being with a special place in the heart of God. You're here this morning, and you have a special place in God's heart. Doesn't matter what the world say, doesn't matter what the neighbors say or the family think. You see, when you know that, you can be free. You can ignore everything that is around you and just place your mind on God when the going gets rough. And then I saw something else in that Genesis. You were designed to rule. I've been hearing that all my life. I don't understand, rule what? Rule whom? We were designed to rule, to take dominion, to ensure productivity, praise the Lord, to organize, to harmonize, to strategize, and to be fruitful. And all of that is for a reason. Wisdom was for giving you the responsibility to give an account to the God of the universe who had placed you in his paradise. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Praise God. And that is why I understood in my heart that I need to be serving God, and not just serving him, but serving him continuously. Not because he wants me to, but because it is his will that I should, and that he's given me the freedom of choice and the wisdom to understand that, so that I can decide in myself to do it. What a wonderful God God is. We lost the privilege. We lost the one-to-oneness. We lost it because we misused our free will. Did you hear that? Some people say, well, I'm free. But we are not free to hurt. We're free to love. Yes, we're free to hurt, but that is not what God wants of us. He wants us to be like him, because of his image and likeness that he's placed in us. Does that make some sense this morning? We lost it because misuse of our free will. First man trusted in himself and believed the creature's voice, rather than the creator. And the Lord saw that as rebellion, disobedience, and sin. The penalty was the break of that bond that held you heart to heart with God. It severed that link, spirit to spirit with God. You still have your spirit, the spirit of man, as they called it. Praise God. And I want you to know that it is possible for the wisest of us to make the most foolish decisions and choices. Even the wisest man, Solomon, did a very foolish thing in his older years. This man wrote 1,005 songs and 3,000 proverbs, and the same man did a very worldly thing by wanting to follow the world. He was working with another voice, and the penalty was such that the Jewish nation was split apart. God blessed him so that it was after his death. But praise God for wisdom. God loves you too much to abandon you. He's given you the Lord Jesus Christ to help you and to keep you and to reconnect you to him. You can do that today in this dispensation. You don't have to wait until another time. You can do it even now. And you're here today, and perhaps you've fallen away. Perhaps you're coming, but you're just coming to church. Perhaps you're reading the Bible, but you're just reading it because you think you have to. Perhaps you're straddling the two worlds that you've heard earlier. worldly wisdom or genuine wisdom, and you're there in between because life is making you to be confused about what you should do. When you go home, read for yourself James 3, 13 to 15 again, and then read also Proverbs. Worldly wisdom is crafty, you heard earlier. It's competitive. It is self-reliant. It tells you to go. You deserve it. It tells you, assert yourself. You don't have to stand for it. World wisdom leads to eternal death. But the word that we heard earlier told us that genuine wisdom is God's wisdom, and we need to choose genuine wisdom. We choose the Lord Jesus Christ, it shall be well with us. Praise God. God's wisdom is discerning. God's wisdom is discreet. God's wisdom is full of faith. God's wisdom allows us to communicate with him, and God's wisdom reflects God in you every day. Praise the Lord. So that he himself gets the glory. Doesn't he deserve the glory? I'm just going to pick a few names. We're coming to an end, praise the Lord, but I just want to pick a few names to remind you of the people who walked continuously with God. And Joseph walked continually with God. You remember Joseph, praise God. And God was with him. If you walk continuously with God, God will be with you, and your business will be his business. And then you can say, Lord, you take it over. I can't worry about this anymore. I leave it with you and let him deal with it. And if you watch and wait and is patient, you will see how he will deal with it in a way far better than you will ever hope or think or imagine. And Joseph did, and he was able to save nations who came to Egypt looking for food in the time of drought. And then there was David, praise the Lord. And there was Moses, praise God. Moses walked with God, and he heard God, amen. He was there with God. They were walking together, hallelujah. You are here today. You've heard what I said about wisdom. I think you've had enough details, praise the Lord. Wisdom is the gift, I repeat, the gift of God to help you to understand God's will and purpose for your life. You've heard what I said through Genesis chapter 1:1. All things begin with God. Wisdom begins with God. The fear of the Lord, the word says, the beginning of wisdom. But he doesn't mean fear, being afraid. You need to hear that today. He means when you understand who he is, then you will want to reverence him. That kind of fear. Be in awe. Know that he is able. And he's always there. And that nothing is too hard for him. I just want to thank God right now. I remind you that you're precious in his sight. And if you make the Lord Jesus Christ your own this morning and ask him to take charge of your life, you will find that he will relink you spirit to spirit with God. He is our go-between. He is the person in the bridge. We link with him, he links with God, praise God. And he says, no man comes to the Father but by me. He says, I am the only way. The only way to wisdom today, praise God. And why is God being so loving? Because he still has a place that you've got to work towards, and that is the heavenly kingdom. You say yes to Jesus, you will find that he will enable you to hear and to do and to be. You trust in him, he will be with you. Praise the Lord, that is a promise.